Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sir Zucchini.
Hello and welcome to Coffee in Copenhagen. My name is Owen and I'm with Marius.
Hey.
And I'm with Abby.
Hey, hey, Lee Holloway.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Good. How's the Danish coming on? Is it all right?
It's great. Obviously. What are you talking about? Why did you ask
fantastic,
it like that?
Fantastic Danish.
Everybody just thought I was Marius.
Oh, yeah.
This is Coffee in Copenhagen, the podcast about life in Copenhagen, about life in Denmark, about life in Scandinavia, and about topics. about just stuff.
So vague.
So vague. I like to keep it vague. We're talking about disclaimers before. This is a great, like in last, on Friday's episode, we're talking about disclaimers. It's a disclaimer. We talk about topics.
Yeah.
Yes.
Could be anything, could be nothing.
Because this is the chatty patty. Yeah. The chatty patty episode.
Where does this come from? The chatty patty thing?
I don't know.
That's patty, just. Laddie.
Patty? Is it patty or batty?
I think I said chatty patty, and then you made
time.
It chatty patty. I think maybe because you're Irish and patty is like a.
Did you not?
I didn't really remember.
Okay.
I was just like, we just say things after chatty. Now we say things after chatty. Okay? That's how cool I am, guys. That's how go with the flow I am. I'm yes. just
whatever
like, chatty, laddy, batty, gatty, batty, 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 or batty, go, batter, 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 go.
Go, batter, batter, batter. Yeah, so it's Monday and we talk about things. I'm Irish, Abby's American, Marius is Danish. That may or may not affect what's going to happen in the next while. We'll find out.
Let's see.
I had a topic I wanted to talk about.
Thank God.
Today.
What is it? What's on your mind? What's on your heart?
Free flow television.
I think it's just called flow television.
Is that what it's called?
I don't think people talk free, about it enough for it to have a name.
Free flowing down, meandering through the rocks of life. Television.
Yeah. Flow TV. Very
flow
good.
TV. Yeah. Flow TV. Danish TV. Is what I want to focus in on. Specifically, not game shows, but like reality TV, gamey, showy stuff. Specifically, subgenre that is produced in other countries as well.
So on...
Wow, Abby. Wow.
I used my yawn to make an interested noise. That's what you just heard.
Wow.
I used the power of my yawn to show that I was interested.
Sure.
I was like, no, I channeled all of the yawn energy.
You're spinning a yawn right now. That's what you're doing.
Oh, very good. So in particular, I want to talk about... MasterChef? No, okay. I don't want to talk about this the whole episode, right? I just want to bring these things up and have the conversation about...
I think
shit?
What you want to talk about is television...
Tell me what I want to talk about, Marius.
...produced in other countries, like an original show from America or England or another country that Denmark then buys the concept of and then remakes in Denmark.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I only have a few to like point out. So there's MasterChef. Mm-hmm. There's Not Dragon's Den... Did you yawn again?
Why are you telling them? That was a private yawn. That was a secret yawn just for the studio. It was a secret studio yawn. But we have a pact in our podcast family where we don't tell the listeners.
No sniffling and no yawning.
No, it's don't tell the listeners about the quiet yawn.
It's not Dragon's Den. What's
Lule the Tool. Lion's Den.
Lion's Den, that's it. Lion's Hole by the sound.
I have two spin-off topics for this already. This is
Bang.
A great conversation.
See, she's perked up now.
Yeah. See?
And then there's another... Oh, Jeopardy is on Danish. Is that new? Because I'm seeing loads of ads for Jeopardy.
Jeopardy was... That's been forever.
The Danish Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Has that been forever?
Yeah.
Why am I seeing advertising for it all of a sudden now?
I don't know.
They have Lovers... What? What?
I'm not allowed to say...
I yawned again.
No, Abby!
Marius didn't say. You're just listing TV shows, Owen. You're just listing TV shows with like 800 ums between.
I'm getting a coffee.
No!
You guys think you got
Oh my god.
You have it for a while.
one. Did this ever happen to you? Did this ever happen to you where, like, in school, the teacher left the room because, like, you had upset the teacher so much?
Yeah.
And then you had to, like, compose yourself while the... And one of the kids in the class had to, like, stand up in the front of the room and, like, oh, my God, we really fucked up, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you actually feel bad for the teacher all of a sudden. Yeah.
And then the teacher comes back in and you, like, are, like, on your best behavior.
But then for 5 minutes.
Oh, and then you write on the board. You, like, write, like, we're really sorry. We're going to try to do better. Yeah. Miss Macklemore. Yes.
We got a teacher fired once.
Shut up.
Yeah. And several teachers went down with stress also. And yeah, we were not nice kids.
Wow.
But I do remember, like, it was fun and exciting. And all of a sudden, oh, this is serious. And then you feel kind of shitty about it, even as a kid.
Okay, listen. He's coming back. Okay, he's coming back. Really playful. Hey, Owen.
Hi, Owen.
Oh, he brought me coffee. He brought me coffee. Wow. Owen, thank you so much, Mrs. Macklemore.
Felt like a necessity. Hello.
We love you, Mr. Rosso.
Yeah. Love you, Mr. Rosso. Yeah.
Okay.
We love you so much.
Are we all here?
Yeah, we're all here.
Are we all paying attention?
We're all ready. Yeah. We're alert and we're sorry.
I'm sitting up straight now.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Good. So, yes, all those shows. Love Island, Exile Island, all those things.
Ex-Island.
The thing is, what I've noticed, the one I've seen a lot of passively, let me say, I'm not like invested, is Celebrity Chef.
He's not invested.
No. Not Celebrity Chef. MasterChef.
MasterChef, yeah.
And the thing I'm getting through all these shows is that they're edited in such a way that everyone, or maybe it's just the way it is, everyone's very nice in them.
I love that.
No one's bitching.
I love that.
Everyone who wins or loses, big claps for everybody. Everyone's smiling.
Yeah.
Which isn't a normal way, especially for like England and a very much in America where it's like hardcore.
All right, relax,
Owen. Just say it. It's true.
Relax, Owen.
It's true. They're edited.
There are Americans that are very good sports.
Of course, but it doesn't make exciting TV. Exciting TV is backstabbing and editing. Because I knew it, TV editor back in the day when I was in, I used to live in a place. Did I ever tell you this before? I used to live in Australia. Yeah. Spit take, I know. Yes.
That was a weird spit take.
But I knew a TV editor who edited the MasterChef, or one of those cooking ones, right? And he told me there was a larger person on the set and they would edit when, like, totally nothing to do with the episode, but they would be like tired and sitting and stuff like this, and would take footage of that and then cut it, splice it into the episode to make it look like they were having difficulties working,
like a fat person was just, yeah. They would like film a fat person,
yeah,
when they're just sitting down,
just doing nothing.
Oh, fuck.
And then like sweating and stuff, again nothing to do with the actual event. And then they spliced in footage of an ambulance coming and said that they had like a medical emergency.
Jesus.
Never
Christ.
Happened.
And they didn't?
Not at all.
This is, wow.
This, yeah. But no, okay.
But I think that's pretty normal.
Yes. Yeah. This is the thing. It is, you sign away your rights and they go, we can do whatever we want with this footage. And that was Australia. It's not just America. It's all over the world. Denmark seems real calm and chill.
But that's also what Danish people like. They don't like too much of that.
This is the conversation. It's like,
because I like it too. Yeah. I like it. I love watching reality TV show when people are nice to each other.
Mm.
I love it. I much prefer it to when anyone's like nasty. And like if there's like a hint of that, if they show a resolution to the conflict, I love it. I would watch all day reality TV show where people were nice to each other.
I think you're onto something, because they do the same in Ireland, right? All these, it's like they're syndicated, right? Isn't it?
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Yeah.
Where you like buy the rights to
franchise
or whatever it is. You buy the rights to a particular show and then it's produced all over the place, right? Ireland does it all the time, and Ireland is terrible at it. We just can't produce other shows in Ireland. They always look tacky. The audience don't get it, like the atmosphere right. The contestants are a bit awkward. We do our own stuff really well.
That's funny. I would imagine you'd be like, you know, great at it.
Shit. Terrible.
Okay, fine.
Historically so. It's like
so
everyone.
Interesting.
We're just bad at it. We just don't. It just feels cheaper.
I would
cheaper.
Love to watch Irish reality TV shows. Well, Irish people are so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like. Because we're trying to feign something, we know it's not Irish.
Yeah, okay.
So we're
okay.
trying to act in
fit
some,
into some yeah. kind of.
Well,
yeah.
I'm sorry. You guys are just too real?
Yeah. We're just like.
You're just too real for reality
we
TV?
Just can't, we just can't fake it. It's just. Everything's just. The face is what you get.
That's cool.
I think there's a hint of that in Denmark too. Like you would, like it would feel, it's so performative. Like I think I watched the Robinson.
Yeah, that's another one.
Like,
yeah.
Which is our kind of Survivor or... Yeah, I don't know.
What a lovely... Normally, it's Survivor, Alone, Robinson.
Yeah.
Robinson.
So cute. Really nice. It's a family affair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a family affair.
But the, and the there is a bit of drama. And, sure. You know, it's edited, so it's made a little bit more, you know. But compared to most, I think it's toned down.
Yeah.
But the host of that, Jakob Ilman or something like, he is... I think he's an ex-sports... I think he's a footballer or something like... He is so aggressive.
Oh.
Like, and it only works because I think it is genuinely how he is. But he would like... Let's go! Like, that really fucking...
Yeah.
I want to see you fucking sweat and burn! And
yeah.
And the contestants, you just see, like, why is he so aggressive?
I watched one... So I watched, like, SAS Survivor for the British one, and then I watched... There was a Danish version of that. It wasn't called SAS, but it was something like that. It was like military fitness kind of thing. And it was just so... The Danish one was so like, keep going, do it. Sorry, you didn't do it. Goodbye.
Yeah.
You know what I would have said? Yeah. Keep going. Well done, you've done it. That's really great. Thank you. But the Danish... The British one was like, get the fuck out of it. What's your fucking problem? And like pulling people's personal stories constantly. Like I remember watching the English one recently and it was like, it's on DR, I think, or something.
Mm.
And there was some like... horrific personal stories where you're like, don't ask them that.
Yeah.
They're just doing sit-ups. I mean, you don't have to get into personal trauma. Trauma.
But I think it's a general trend. Like, I think it's moving away. I read an article about like a new fucking Line X on the beach, one of those kind of spin-offy shows, a British version. But now they're just going to a bar, and they thought it was going to be one of these Sex on the Beach.
Yeah.
No, you're just working in a bar now. And you have to sort of actually provide good service. You can't drink. And now it's just some strict rules. So I think there is some kind of change in reality television. Yeah. Also, I feel like,
as you
said, like we just enjoy the non-drama, watching something very calm, soothing kind of almost. Because life is, you know...
But that's nice because you...
Busy enough as
you,
it is.
Denmark has taken these concepts and Danified it in their own way. And that's why it works here. People like it.
Mm.
Because you're like, oh, we'll do it this way. We're not going to be crazy with it.
But you know what? They have some crazy shows here that have been exported all over the world. They have Love at First Sight. Or Marriage.
Danish?
Marriage at First Sight. Yeah.
I haven't seen
it. Is that a Danish concept?
Gifty First Blick.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So that was a Danish idea where... couples get put together by like couples psychologists.
Mm.
They get matched and then they get married for like they agree to do that on the show. Or I don't know, I've never watched the show, but like that's the concept is that they get married right away and then they like see how it goes.
That's pretty extreme.
Pretty extreme. I mean, I think my brother-in-law has worked on shows like this.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting to talk to him about it because, you know, he like spends time. Like he's filming.
Yeah.
He spends a lot of time with these people and he's a really good guy. Like he's a really nice guy and he's like making these shows and he's like, yeah, sometimes I have to like ask them to repeat something like a different, but like he's not doing that. You know, he's not like, I'm going to take some B-roll footage of a fat person so I can pretend that they had a medical emergency and like make a fatphobic storyline. But it is like, it's like, yeah, he's supposed to like look for drama and ask for questions that are like whatever. And he talks to them about the storyline and stuff. But it is really interesting because I feel like my stepsister works on American ones and I don't talk to her as much, that stepsister. But I think it's different. I think they are. I think they have like a different set of values.
Or they're just pushed to like, this is what you need to get some.
Yeah.
Some
more. Yeah. But also she works on shows that are like people I think who chose this. I believe there are some people that go on a show like Love at First or Marriage at First Sight.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Genuinely want to fall in love. I believe there are some people who like go on for other
reasons. Okay.
But I believe there are some people who are like, why not?
Fuck
you
it.
Know, like,
maybe
yeah,
this works.
Like, and my, like, I think the American shows that I'm thinking of right now are like that one where like the guys, the old guys make moonshine in their like duck something.
Oh, Duck Kingdom? No, Duck.
Like those guys, like, are fine with.
Yeah.
They want to follow the
follow the money.
The extreme storyline too.
Yeah.
So it's a different thing, but like.
Oh, but I think so much of that is set up in like,
Dynasty. You know, that was it. Duck Dynasty.
Yeah. I think a lot of it's set up, there are cops coming, but like they're great. This is gonna be great. I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there I think they do some crazy concepts. There's also one. There's like where there's some concept here. I haven't watched these shows. I would like to. When I'm describing them, I'm like, I'd probably like
this
that show.
This sounds pretty good.
And now we know my Danish is pretty good. I'm just like listening to the news accidentally in the car. But there's one where there's like, they all go to an island and there's only like a certain amount of water on the island and it's like celebrities and they have to like, I don't know, but that's a Danish.
There's a new Danish reality show with celebrities called Shaolin. And it's, they're basically, which is a bit tragic that they would, I hope they're not actually going to an actual shop, but they probably are, an actual Shaolin temple. And then these celebrities have to go through Shaolin training.
Wow.
There's no elimination. There's no sort of, there's none of those classic reality bits. It's purely just them going through personal development kind of.
Mm.
It kind of sounds a little bit interesting.
Mm.
But then I always find with these Danish celebs, they're not really, like, it's BC Danish celebs,
mm-hmm.
which is, like, as a Dane, I give two flying fucks about them, to be honest.
I gotta say, so I cannot wait for the day that I am asked to either host a show like this or be one of the C-tier celebrities that I was like, well, do you want to go, would you like to try to
improve, I think it's pretty good money they get for it. I think it's...
But also, I would love that.
And I would love to go to Shaolin training. Like, I think that sounds like a cool experience.
Taskmaster is pretty big here.
There's
a lot of comedy ones. And there's like that new one, it's popped up everywhere now, the Don't Laugh one that's in Denmark as well.
There's an Irish one, there's a Danish one.
I think there's an American one as well.
LOL, is that what that's
I think
called?
It's called
Last
LOL.
One Laughing.
Fuck, that's brilliant. I'd green light that. If I was a producer, I'd green light that.
You'll never guess what LOL stands for. You think it's laughing out loud. It's not.
Wait for it.
And Owen's like, I don't know, guys. LOL. Everybody knows LOL. No. It's Last One Laughing.
But they'll just pick up my phone and be like, Sharon, cancel all my meetings.
But those shows never really seem to work in Denmark. I feel like they have a little...
Taskmaster seems popular.
Taskmaster, I think, worked okay. Yeah, I think that kind of worked. But, like this LOL, they had this other kind of where it was Saturday Night Live, a improv-y kind of show they did. And I think there's something... I don't know if the Danes don't quite enjoy watching it.
Yeah,
they never really go for that long. So I'm quite interested to hear about this LOL. I would love to see. I don't quite get the concept. I think it's just about making each other laugh.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
like doing kind of funny sketches.
It's like Big Brother, but you don't laugh in the house kind of thing. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
I think I heard a reason was People You Love on an Island or whatever it's called. Whatever one of these shows. X is on the Beach or something like this.
Yeah.
Somebody told me that they have to buy their own drinks.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, that's a lot of drinks. I mean, they drink a lot.
Surely.
Swear to God.
Oh, my God.
Swear to the almighty being that surrounds us. It's whatever it is, put the word
that's
in it yourself.
That's beautiful. Did you hear that? That's so nice. Swear to the almighty being all around us.
I don't want to put words in people's mouths. So I'm just the higher.
It was literally your mouth, Owen. You could say whatever you want. It was your mouth.
Your mouth, you your words.
You don't want to put the words into people's ears. That's why.
CIC got real religious-y, didn't it?
Yeah.
I can't listen to them anymore.
Owen's preaching.
Fucking preaching.
Some preachy.
Fucking Catholics. But I thought that was brilliant. Mm. I'll find out which exact one, but it was one of these exes who you have sex with in cinema movies or what. I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't know. I don't know.
This title gets more and more ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, quickly. What do we think the best Danish TV show would be? If we could create one.
I got it. Have you seen this English show that's taped in Scotland called The Traitors?
No, I've heard about it.
The Traitors. Yeah. It's really good. Okay, so it's, you know that game that's like Mafia, where somebody is tapped to be like the killer and everybody else is
Mafia,
the
werewolf, yes, Secret
those
Hitler,
kinds of things. Right.
Developed by a Russian sociology student who wanted to prove that those who hold the information have a greater hold over people without. Fun fact.
Interesting. Yeah. And what kind of dog do you think a Russian sociologist?
Get off the ice, Marius. Get off the ice.
Okay. So what happens is they do that, but then they like have they have to do challenges during the day to like make the money that goes in the prize pot. And then at the end of the show, there's like 10 episodes. Each episode, they get to have a round table where they talk together. So there are two or three traitors, sometimes four, and they talk together and they get to vote one person off. So the traitors are in this conversation, pretending they're not traitors, pretending they're faithfuls. And then the faithfuls.
Oh, I'm confused, but I keep going. Don't
stop. Okay. The faithfuls are trying to figure out who the traitors are and vote them out because at the end of the game, at the end of the 10 episodes.
Traitor. I thought you said traitor.
Because
you're saying about making money
and
stuff?
Traders. Basically, nobody wants to hang out with day traders. You want to get them out of the castle.
Crypto!
They are terrible at conversation. Yes, the traitors. You want to get the traitors out.
Thank you.
And the faithfuls. The faithfuls are there. They're trying to find out who the traitors are.
This is good.
People are going to get really confused when they see our picture now. They're going to be like, well, Abby's definitely Owen now. So they have to vote them out because at the end, if there's any traitors left in the game, then they get all the money in the prize pot. And if they're all out.
Traitors. Okay, right.
Okay, so anyway, what's interesting about it is in the beginning of the game, they interview everybody. Claudia Winklevoss. I don't know what her name is. She's amazing. She's an incredible host. She looks ridiculous.
Winklevoss was the Facebook twins.
Okay. There's only one of her, but she's worth at least three of them. She interviews everybody and decides who's going to be a traitor.
Okay.
She interviews them and like you see them all and then she just picks them. But then what's so interesting about this show is you're watching and you're in your head like, even though you know this is a game, you like can't believe they're lying. And you're like, no, it's a game. They're all supposed to be playing this game. But they're like becoming friends with and like some people are such good liars. And you're like, you're a fucking psychopath. It's a game. And it's like, it's so interesting to watch because you get to see some dynamics that you just like guess at in real life about like deception and like whatever, but it's all, and you get to think about the rules of society in a really interesting way. I would love to watch Danish version
of that would be good. I like
really
that.
Good. And also like, because there's this, like, because of yin to laun, not sticking out.
Yes.
They're already so practiced at not sticking out.
Do you think Danes would be really good at it? Or bad at it?
I think it would be fascinating. Yeah, I don't know if Danes would be good or bad. Because it doesn't really matter if they're good at or bad at it. Because you talk yourself into circles.
So the
faithful people, the people who are like the good guys or whatever, not the traitors. Mm-hmm. Oh, and every night on the show, somebody gets murdered. The traitors pick a person to murder, to like throw out of the game.
Okay, yep.
Okay, that's the other component that I forgot to say. But it's like, the thing is, it doesn't matter. Like, even if somebody's really bad at the game, sometimes people will talk themselves into thinking they're so bad. Like, they can't be a traitor because if they were a traitor, they wouldn't be acting so traitory. You know what I mean? Like, things like that.
Yeah, okay.
I think Danes would make it functional. They're like, straight, be like, okay, I need to do this. Okay, I don't think Danes would get it too far in their head with it. They'd just be like, all right, this is what I have to do. This is how we're going to do it.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, be quiet.
I don't know, though. I feel like Danes are, like, so societally minded that it could be, like, hard for them to...
But if these are the new rules, exactly. Like, okay, maybe we'll do that.
Microcosmic.
We'll
game, yes.
But
I'm going to be a traitor.
I am going to be a traitor.
Yes, I'll stab you in the back. No remorse whatsoever. Absolutely. I could not feel sorry for you. Stabby, stabby. In the baggy, baggy.
Oh, my God. If DR doesn't pick this up, we're producing it ourselves. We're doing this.
Incredible.
That's so good. I like that one.
I think I won. Do you have any other suggestions?
I was going to make up our own, but that's good enough. Let's just take another person's idea. That's good.
Yeah. Pay the big bucks. But America has it. Australia has it. Like now, because it was this English show.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming.
Though. And I would love that. Yeah. I would love
Would you be on that show?
I would be on the show. I don't know. Yeah, I would be on the show. And actually, my family watched it. My whole family watched it. Even my five-year-old watched it, even though it's like not a kid's show. But it's also kind of wholesome in a way. Mm. And you would like talk about these things.
This is the Scottish one.
It's English, but it's in Scotland. It's in a castle in Scotland.
BBC or what?
BBC. I had to use a VPN to watch it, guys.
We don't get sponsored yet.
NordVPN.
No, don't give it away for free.
If you want to sponsor us, I'll start using you instead of ExpressVPN, which I'm using now.
I'm annoyed with my
Shark,
VPNs.
Shark. Isn't there also a Shark?
Shark. I just lots.
Yeah.
But we're happy to say you're the best one if you want to fund.
If you want to pay us.
Yeah.
If the listener wants to pay us, I'm just going to jump straight into it.
Sure.
We have Patreon.
Yes, we do.
We have Patreon. Kopi and Copenhagen on Patreon. If you would care to keep us continuing. Is that a way of
If you would care to keep us continuing.
As the universal power that be that surrounds us wishes it to be. We have a Patreon and... it helps us continue doing what we do because we love doing it, but it's a lot of work and help is found through money.
Help is found through money.
Yeah.
The Book of Owen. Owen believes in the universal force surrounding us all called himself.
Yes.
So with a capital H.
if you'd like to keep us going, please consider joining Patreon. Not only would you be helping us, but you also get extra content. We do episodes just for Patreon supporters. We have special events, tickets given away, things like this. Anything we're doing, you guys hear first.
And we respect you extra.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the normal amount of respect anymore.
It's like real respect.
It's like a thick
buttery respect.
And this is just like...
We respect everybody, but Patreons are like...
Yeah. Tensma, if you know what that is.
No.
Thick
butter?
Tooth butter.
Tooth butter.
Tooth butter, okay.
Tooth butter.
Mm. When you bite into the... And you can see the indent of your teeth in the butter. Tooth butter.
Oh. Yeah.
Gross.
Happy birthday
to you.
Who, me?
Happy birthday to you.
Say happy birthday this time.
Happy birthday, dear Abby. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Happy birthday.
You're the coolest poodle I know.
Aw, thanks, cat.
Until Friday when we do the news. Stay.
Woof. Woof.
Ping. Off the rails.
Off the rails.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.